Helter-skelter game, Rory, a real championship battle there, and you had to be at your best to pull through there.
Exactly what we expected with Killeen. You know, we played them like four times over the last six seasons, three times in the semi-final, and they're always there eventually. Like, look at the talent they brought off the bench even there. When you have McNeice and Core and O'Carroll Quinton, you're just all around pure quality, and we expect nothing more in a dogfight, and it turned out to be that way.
And they threw an awful lot at you there in that last quarter. You know, you're in there in fullback and you're different men to look after. You didn't know what was coming at you next.
I say, you just look at the array of talent that was coming off the bench. You thought you had one job done or one fire put out and there was another coming, but that's the way it is. I say, they've talent all over the field. I know we kind of gave them the opportunity to throw everything at us. I know we scored one, two or three, maybe I'm getting a bit greedy, but I think we missed another one or two or three in that purple patch to really put them to bed. So a bit to work on as well, that we gave them that opportunity to fire everything they had near the end there, but just delighted that it worked out and we're through to another final.
You showed that real spirit to pull through it, not just in the last 10 minutes or so, but right from the start, you know, there had to be grit and spirit from the word go there.
Like, you just, as I say, the quality of talent they have, and I know they said that they were hurt from last year, rightly so, in the semi-final. We just pipped them, so we knew they were coming all guns blazing, and like any Tyrone Championship game, really, you have to go at it for 60 minutes, 70 minutes, it's turning out nowadays. You just have to go from the start.
Great performances from everybody all over the field, but Matty had an exceptional game, very influential there, start to finish, Matty Donnelly.
Yeah, oh, he's fantastic, what can you say? He's an all-star, one of the top forwards in the county, and just glad to have him, and his level of consistency for us is just something to be admired. He always steps up for us and always produces the goods, and great leader.
And now you have to go and defend your title. It's not going to be easy.
I say, there's no point getting there and then losing it. There's no point talking about retaining anything. You just have to go out, and I've said before in interviews, we just take it one game at a time, and again, it's just one more step, and hopefully we can retain it.
2005, I think, is the last time any champion held on to the title in Tyrone, so it's a big job.
Yeah, Cairnmore, 15 years ago, it just shows you, like, it's probably unheard of in any other county, and not just that, it's just the amount of winners. I don't know how many winners there was the last decade, maybe six or seven. Like, it's nobody can really put that claim down, and it's just a testament to the strength of Tyrone football and Tyrone club football in particular.